December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. A whippoorwill.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden met today in San Francisco with the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and their daughter.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting a day before the president's expected to announce new sanctions on Russia. Former FBI informant Alex Smirnov is under arrest again after a magistrate ordered him released on bail. He's accused of lying to the feds about President, his son Hunter, and their connection to Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Sources tell ABC News that AT&T's wireless network outage today was caused by a software update gone wrong. Odie is hovering above the moon. NASA is hoping that the lander, which is built by Houston's Intuitive Machines, will make the first landing by a U.S.-built spacecraft in more than 50 years. Stocks closed higher today. This is ABC News. Despite several atmospheric rivers, drought conditions persist in parts of the Southwest, especially Arizona and New Mexico. And experts say all that rain hasn't been enough to increase the availability of water for major cities like Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. A month after a Jackie Robinson statue was stolen from a Wichita park, another civil rights monument is vandalized.
Visitors to the Martin Luther King Jr. site in Denver found that several pieces of the marble and bronze memorial were gone. For Dr. Vern Howard,
this was like attacking one of my children.
Howard was project manager on the I Have a Dream Memorial, while police in Wichita have determined that the bronze Jackie Robinson sculpture was stolen for its scrap metal value. Howard has a theory about the perpetrators of the Denver crime.
There is evil and hate in their hearts.
Denver Police Bias-Motivated Crime Unit is investigating. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Volkswagen's recalling more than 261,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a potential fuel leak from a pump seal. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A few clouds and a low of 30 tonight. Northwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Friday mostly cloudy and colder with a 30% chance of snow showers by midday. A high of 36. Friday night clearing out and cold, a low of 15. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday sunny to partly cloudy and winds increasing with a high of 39. Sunday partly cloudy and mild, a high of 49. And Monday partly sunny, breezy and warmer yet with a high of 57.
To hear what the doctor will say. She hasn't been well since the day that she fell, and the bruise, it just won't go away. So she sits and she wings with her mother and dad and flips through an old magazine till the nurse with a smile stands at the door and says, "Will you please come with me?" Sarah Beth is scared to death, 'cause the doctor just told her the news. Between the red cells and white, something's not right, but we're gonna take care of you. Six chances and ten, it won't come back again. With the therapy we're gonna try, it's just been approved, it's the strongest there is, and I think we caught it in time. And Sarah Beth closes her eyes, and she dreams she's dancing around and around without any cares in her. Scared to death as she sits holding her mom, 'cause it would be a mistake for someone to take a girl with no hair to the prom. For just this morning, right there on her pillow, was the cruelest of any surprise. And she cried when she gathered it all in her hands, the proof that she couldn't deny. And Sarah Beth closes her eyes, and she dreams she's dancing around and around without any cares in her very first love. Holding her close, and the soft wind is blowing her hair. It's 6:45, that boy's at the door, and her daddy ushers him in. And when he takes off his cap, they all start to cry, 'cause this morning where his hair had been, softly she touches just skin. They go dancing around and around without any cares in her very first. True love is holding her close, and for a moment she is unscared.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports Coverage on WRCO. The pregame pre-match show takes you toward the Kohl Center tonight, where our live wrestling coverage will get underway shortly with Divisions 2 and 3. This is the pregame show, and we'll have some details on the high school sports schedule coming up in a moment.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
It's the final night of the boys' basketball regular schedule. Games include Reedsburg at Mount Horeb, Sauk Prairie at Edgewood, Nakusa at Adams Friendship, Mauston visits Wisconsin Dells, Bangor at Royal, Potosi at Highland, Riverdale at Darlington, Southwestern at Fenimore, Wisconsin Heights travels to Marshall, North Crawford is at DeSoto, Kickapoo at Weston, and Wazika Steuben at Ithaca. Prairie du Chien is at River Valley, and Platteville at Dodgeville, plus Lancaster takes on Richland Center at the Hornets' home fieldhouse. Head coach Brian Poles talked to us about Lancaster.
Well, we were talking just about the missed opportunity that we had the first time when we played Lancaster. You know, we were up, I think we had about a 6-point lead with 3 or 4 minutes to go and just couldn't execute down the stretch. So I think we have the confidence that we know we can play with them. We had the opportunity there, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting them on our floor. It's our last home game, so we're going to have some fun with that and just really take advantage of the opportunity, knowing, like I said, we're playing better basketball right now, and we just want to see where we're at. A lot of these games recently have been in the conference just that second time around, and we've shown a lot of improvement. So we're looking to keep that going against Lancaster.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles. Coming up, we'll preview our state tournament wrestling coverage with a couple of area coaches. That's when our pregame pre-match show continues.
Richland Center and Boscobel residents, support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. work at modern state-of-the-art facilities, excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Our pre-match continues as we lead towards state tournament wrestling coverage tonight. I spoke earlier with Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman.
Silas, overall, how did you feel you wrestled at sectional in Wisconsin Dells?
I thought overall the team wrestled really well. We were close in a couple matches that maybe I wish could have gone the other way. But I think overall the team wrestled really well.
Ethan Haiti, maybe you could talk about him at 113.
Yeah, so Saturday he looked really well for us and just was wrestling tough the entire day. And I think throughout the season I've kind of seen him progress, and he's always been wrestling really tough for us. But just as the season's gone on, he's gotten better and better, and this is kind of the right time to be doing that.
Quite a run by your conference foe Dodgeville to have four sectional champions back-to-back-to-back. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty rare here. What it seems like for them is becoming an every-year thing. Which is really good for them, but it makes it difficult for the rest of us.
No doubt. And Teague Perkins, you kind of wrestled him cautiously, didn't you?
Yep, right now at the kind of end of the season, you're dealing with those injury bugs still a little bit. And so, he wrestled tough and got through, and that's what we wanted to do, is be able to get through the day and make it to the state tournament. He did, so you just kind of take the wins where you can get them and then play it safe when you need to as well.
So how do the pairings look for Thursday?
Parents are looking pretty good. Ethan has a bye until Friday, so he won't wrestle until Friday morning. But Teague actually wrestles the same kid that he would have wrestled in the second place wrestle back match from Lodi. So wrestle him right off the bat.
So the goal is, especially for Teague, to make it to Friday, and that's a tough opening match, isn't it?
It is a tough opening match, so he's got to be ready to go from the get-go there. And so kind of trying to get that worked into the practice this week, where we just start off with some live matches right away, just to get the idea of we have to be ready to go right once we're ready to start. So, you got to be ready to go and then hopefully get through to that Friday session for us.
Good luck to all of the wrestlers from Southwest Wisconsin as they get ready to try and make it to the big spotlight on Saturday night. Our pre-match show continues, leading towards state tournament coverage in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
We will be heading live to the Kohl Center in just a little bit, but right now some comments from Riverdale head wrestling coach Jeff Campbell on WRCO Sports.
We have three wrestling tonight. Freshman Lakota Brewer, he is a opponent from Stratford, a common opponent that we've seen a couple times this year, actually. And then next up we'll have Riley Wanick at 175. Riley has a wrestler from Cadott. And then Grant Matthews has a La Crosse Aquinas heavyweight, which we had just wrestled last week at the sectional. So common opponent there, too, for tonight. And then Brody Meese will have a bye into tomorrow.
This weekend, though, this is certainly big for the program for those that aren't there and for the youth and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. We have a strong youth coaching staff that prepares these guys when they get up to the junior high and high school level. I can't say enough about our youth coaches. There's a number of people down there that do that behind-the-scenes work, and you get to really see it pay off, and it's all part of the program when you get down here and see these kids that those guys have worked with for a number of years. They got to take great pride and ownership in what these kids have accomplished and what they continue to accomplish, and just the behind-the-scenes people that, make your program go. You can't say enough about those individuals, and they're the backbone of your program, and they should be as proud as anybody this weekend to know that they had a hand in this.
A lot of glitz and glamour as you get down there, but the bottom line is you got to wrestle and kind of put the big house kind of out of your mind, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. It's interesting. This year we have a freshman and two sophomores, and then a senior, Riley Wanick, who wasn't there last year but was there the year before. And so, he's kind of got an idea. Brody Meese placing last year, he understands what it's about. But Graham Matthews and Lakota Brewer going down for the first time, it'll be nice to have those two to kind of help them around with the routine that we go through. We got a pretty steady routine that we'll follow, which helps the kids. It relaxes them a little bit. It's worked in the past, and we'll continue to follow that. And they kind of know all the little ins and outs of things, but they'll have some guys to help them through that, and they're pretty excited and a good chance to compete.
That's where the veteran coaching staff, you and your staff, you've been there before, so you got a chance to kind of know what to do and that routine that works.
Yeah, definitely. And we started the week just kind of going over that stuff. We're pretty regimented that way because I think it's important to have that, and it's important to make sure that you're kind of following that, because otherwise you can get caught up in a lot of the other stuff that's going on. And you know, there's a lot of things going on with the state tournament. But it's nice to do all the recognitions and things, and then just kind of get them settled down for a couple hours here tonight, and just go out and wrestle like they have all year.
Excellent. Good luck this weekend, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Riverdale Wrestling Coach Jeff Campbell on the pre-match show. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best, and we hope you enjoy our state tournament wrestling coverage this weekend from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to State Tournament Wrestling on WRCO FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com. We are proud to share play-by-play coverage of local wrestlers competing at the state level, as we have for many years. We now join Bill Twining, Dave Wormand, and Kirk Layer live from Madison for State Wrestling on WRCO Radio.
We saw her, and she's good from River Ridge.
Yep.
She didn't get a match at
Davis
Point. Oh, the Davis girl from, that's their only girl here from Belmont.
Logan.
Welcome to the Cole Center in Madison. We are previewing what's going on and not hearing very well back at the station. We apologize for the rocky opening, but actually I think rocky opening wrestles for Pulaski. But he didn't qualify for the state wrestling tournament. Chase Woosencraft, unbelievably, was the only Pulaski wrestler that made it here, Kirk Layer.
Well, they did have, I didn't see, but Terry Manning was coaching a female athlete here earlier.
Yep.
Did she win or not?
We'll have to check that out.
Okay, fine.
But Woosencraft wrestles for Terry Manning, of course, state champion for Ithaca back in the day, along with Kirk Layer and David Wormand. I'm Bill Twining. The Division II and III wrestlers are warming up on the mat. The afternoon session is complete. We saw two rounds of wrestling in Division I, and we saw one round of wrestling in the girls' tournament that began at 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you were with us in the afternoon hours, you heard Emma Hady of Richland Center post a nice victory. Came from a 5-2 deficit to score a second period pin. Emma with a nice victory. The Hornets of other girls from southwestern Wisconsin came up with wins. But first of all, Kirk, we have a different vantage point here at the Cole Center. We're sitting down below the private booth that we've broadcast from ever since this venue opened back in the... Was it the early 2000s? I believe so. We were up there for
1999.
We were up there. Excuse me. 98. We were up there for almost 25 years.
Yep. Yep.
And we came here today, David Wormand, and the door was locked.
Locked on us. Well, first of all, they wouldn't even let us in the building. We had to stand outside the door for an hour.
Wow.
Just us. All the media. But.
I see it was a different check-in policy this year. And, of course, our new classy green armbands here, you know, man. I don't think them are special. I kind of like Mr. Ken Manning, who I do some work with, too. It took me a while to figure out how to get it on and get to stay on.
Well, the problem is, whenever we take off a sweater or a shirt, you got to remember to remove that armband. And you just wear the same sweater all weekend.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I'm not totally sure what happened over a lanyard, but maybe it's more economical.
Yeah, there you go.
We are a few minutes away from the start of this evening's session, a session that will feature a number of boys from southwestern Wisconsin, including Keith Perkins of Richland Center, will be wrestling tonight. Three from Riverdale will be on the mat. Lakota Brewer, Riley Wanick, and Grant Matthews will have River Valley's lone wrestler on the mat tonight. That's Wyatt Knockreiner. Crawford Seneca's Jaron Milton of Cashton square off. The only two wrestlers from the boys program. We'll talk more about the North Crawford Seneca girls in a moment. We also have a couple of wrestlers from New Lisbon on the mat tonight, Alexander Radovich and Reed Sawyer. We have Seth Greeno of DeSoto, and a young man we've been waiting to see and came through with a nice sectional at Mineral Point last weekend, and that's junior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Any news from the Ithaca Weston camp that you have to share with us, David, on Nolan Waldner, and what's ahead for him here at State?
Nothing in particular. I just texted Mark Day and wished him luck and to have a good week of practice, and which I'm sure they did. And, you know, Nolan's been wrestling very good offensively on his feet, with good with his takedowns and stuff, especially last weekend at the sectional tournament. So we all hope the best for him.
His first-round opponent is sophomore Wyatt Malzen of Auburndale. They have very similar records. And the winner goes on to take on the top seed, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. But the main thing is, you've got to win this opening match in order for your tournament to continue in both divisions 2 and 3.
Yep, this is a do-or-die round in 2 and 3 tonight, you know, as some of them will get tomorrow in some of the other rounds. But you've got to get through tonight to even feel like you're still in the tournament.
There are a number of wrestlers from Iowa Grand Highland that will also be out there in the match tonight. And Elliot Tite of Mineral Point, so keep an eye on him. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and let you know our girls fared this afternoon as the third annual girls state tournament, the second in conjunction with the boys, is underway here at the Kohl Center as well. Back with more in a moment. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production, up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
The Kohl Center in Madison is the place. This is the 81st annual tournament for the boys, and I've been here for almost half of them. I was kind of bragging on that on the way down here with David Werman, and then I remembered the Barocco announcers are going to be here. They have both passed the century mark. And they have 53 years.
Correct.
Pete Walby and Gary Gilbertson. And Terry Stake from the Wisconsin Rapids radio station retired a few years ago. He had been down here for 50 years. So I have a ways to go, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's how the girls went this afternoon as far as areas. Area girls in the 100-pound weight class, Kylie Klum of Westby was a pin winner and moved into the quarterfinals where she will meet Caitlin Croning of Bonduelle tonight. Amy Anderson, a freshman from Holman, also a winner. Holman with seven girls here, the most of any program. They are certainly booming in the wrestling room up there at Holman as far as girls wrestling is concerned. We're proud to announce that Emma Hady, a senior from Richland Center, picked up an opening round win as she moves into the quarterfinals tonight. She pinned freshman Addison Brown of Winneconne. It was not an easy win for Emma. She was down 5-2, was on her back in the first period, had to come back and score a second period pin. Tonight she takes on Kaylin Whittier of McGuanago. She is the fourth seed, and they meet in a quarterfinal tonight. Also in the same weight class at 107, a win for senior Brooklyn Lull of Fenimore. She scores a pin, and so does freshman Caitlin Lambreys of the Holman girls program. Lambreys is the daughter of Justin and Diana, I believe his wife's name is, both from the Richland Center area. And Justin wrestled on that Hornet team in the mid-90s, the team that went to the state team tournament and was honored recently for that. But this is Caitlin Lambreys. She has a record of 31-6 as a freshman and has moved into the state quarterfinals. Other area girls at 114, Marissa Klum, a junior from Westby, lost in her first match. She has to hope that the girl that beat her moves on in order for the tournament to continue for Marissa Plum. Also in this weight class, Zoe Lick of Lodi, the younger sister of the former River Valley wrestler, Zane Lick, or Zach, I should say, who was in the state finals, and also the sister of Zane Lick, the two-time state champion from Lodi. Zoe is wrestling. She lost her first-round match, however, and has to hope for a wrestle back. At 120 pounds, the top seed is sophomore Delia Collins of Mineral Point. She moved to 29-2 with a 15-second pin. Delia Collins will wrestle tonight in the state quarterfinals. This weight class also includes Amelia Adams, a senior from La Crosse Logan Central. At 126 pounds, the first of two Northrop Seneca wrestlers to compete for the girls, Frankie Groom, a freshman, picked up her 35th win of the season with a pin over Brianna Garcia, another freshman from Plainfield Tri-County. Frankie Groom is in the state quarterfinals. She will meet the second seed, Lily Becker of Brookfield East. Frankie Groom, also Adriana Logue, picked up a win. We'll talk about that in a moment. And Darcy Jelenic, a senior, just missed coming down here. Lost in the closing moments at the sectional. They almost had all three of their girls make it to state. At 132 pounds, Lancaster sophomore Olivia Ball was a winner by pin, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Olivia moves into the quarterfinals tonight. She'll take on the top seed, Lily Banks of Menasha. Wins also for Zandria Mason of Toma and Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls in the first round at 132. At 138 from the extended area, Emily Anderson of West Salem Bangor and Mackie Kaz of Gale Etta Tremolo Melrose Mindoro picked up wins, but Gianni Babel of Kickapoo Lafarge was defeated. She lost to the top seed, Carly Sester of Badger, who is also the most valuable wrestler at the girls bi-state tournament that we had a chance to see. That was who Gianni Babel drew in the first round. And Gianni, I would guess, has a pretty good chance of getting a wrestle back because Sester, a defending state champion and a Badger State most valuable, was the girl that beat her. And odds are she will advance into the semifinals, which will allow Gianni Babel, a senior from that Kickapoo Lafarge team, to advance. By the way, Kirk, David and I parked in the parking garage. And David, who pulled up right next to us on the second floor of this parking garage in Madison?
Gary Kukunek and his wife.
And, of course, Gary's daughter, Leah, is the coach for the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative girls team.
Yep. Leah's dad parked next to you.
Leah's dad parked next to you. And imagine he actually had a few things to say in our long walk to the Kohl Center.
Yeah, that reminds me then of the story of a parking lot he was supposed to park with me over there by the depot. We were walking in from eating some lunch there, and the guy hollers at us, and lo and behold, that's Terry Manning. He parks in the same parking lot we were in.
Anyway, the wrestling community is a good one, I'll tell you. I'm honored to be a part of it. Other girls from our area, let's move up to 152. Maddie Zuby of Viroqua. That senior continues to excel. She won by fall in the first round and moves into the quarterfinals tonight. Her opponent, the third seed, Haley Leeser of Southern Door High School. We'd also tell you that freshman Brittany Petchy of River Ridge was a winner, 13-6. She moves into the quarterfinals against the second seed, Kara Krug of Lomira. At 165 pounds, wins for both girls. Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville, she scored a pin, moves into the quarterfinals tonight. And away at the bottom, the second seed, Rachel Schauer, unbeaten on the season and the state runner-up, won her match by fall. It was announced incorrectly. They said that the girl of Butterfield, as she was wrestling, won that match. And David and I looked at each other and said, that couldn't be. Schauer's unbeaten. Butterfield's got 12 losses. And indeed, it was announced wrong. So Rachel Schauer moves on. 185, Adriana Logue of North Crawford Seneca. We mentioned her earlier. Won by fall in a minute six. Her opponent was Elizabeth Bixby of Shoreland Lutheran High School. Logue to the quarterfinals tonight. And let's see, from the area, all our local girls were defeated in the 235-pound weight class. They would be Sydney Coyne coming out of the Parkview Albany team out of the Mineral Point sectional. Coyne was defeated, and that's too bad because it was Coyne that knocked Kaylee Manning out of the sectional in the finals at Mineral Point.
Mineral Point, that was a good match, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep, then she came up out on top. But Sydney Coyne, after that win over freshman Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Western, lost her first-round match, and she has to wait and see if she gets to wrestle back.
Little shout-out for Kaylee, because I just saw it on Facebook. Happy birthday. It's her birthday today.
Oh, yeah? Nice young lady. She's had an outstanding season and very personable, and we look forward to good things from her in the future. Marta Bianchi of Poinette, Emily Charles of Monona Grove McFarland, and Luz Rodriguez of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights lost first-round matches. That's a co-op now. Did you know that, Kurt?
Just saw that the other day, too, myself, a week or so ago. Interesting, back in, you just mentioned Jerry Gutnick back in the day, that was always a typical duel that Ithaca would go down there and wrestle with Wisconsin Heights.
Yep. They haven't had a team for a number of years, and now they're co-op, Wisconsin Heights, the Vanguard, with Sauk Prairie. David, you know, are we going to have a national anthem prior to this session tonight?
I don't know. I was just literally thinking about that because I always get concerned. Are we going to get caught in the middle of the national anthem if we come back on the
air? I think they're loading the mat. I think we're going to go.
All right. Yeah. Well, it'll be a good time for us to take a break. When we come back, our evening live coverage begins with David Werman and Kurt Layer. I'm Bill Twining. Back in a moment. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Before we went to break, I mentioned that Emily Carls of Monona Grove McFarland had lost her opening round match. She indeed won that match, still wrestled tonight in the 235-pound weight class. Well, we've got girls and boys to watch here. Girls on mats 4 and 6. The boys on the remaining 6 mats. 3 to our right, 3 to our left. The one we're going to focus on here is Division 3 at 106 pounds. That is Jaron Grimslid, a junior from North Crawford Seneca. Parker Milsness, or from Cashton, the lone representatives here at the tournament for the boys' wrestling programs for those two schools. David?
All right, here we go. They are off and started. Both guys are tied up and go off the mat. So they'll have to get reset here 30 seconds into that first period.
Just a quick side note, that is Kylie Clum over there on mat number 6. Great.
Thank you.
From Grimswood.
All right, back to Milsna and Grimswood here on mat 5.
He's taking on a young lady from Bondwell over there. 2 sophomores. 2-0 in favor of Clum.
These two guys here are battling in the center of the mat with tie-ups, looking for takedowns, circling here. As Milsna's forces Grimslid off the mat, he'll have to go back to center circle and get set. Just under a minute in this period to go. Bill had mentioned earlier, you have to win this match to continue on into the tournament. You are defeated here, your season will come to an end. You win this round, then you'll wrestle tomorrow early or late morning.
Yep.
There's the attempt at a single leg takedown by Grimswood. He's got the knee up in the air, but doing a good job there for Milsna, but the Wizard, still no takedown awarded. This guy's battling with 20 seconds left to go in the period here, and Grimswood loses that single leg, and he's got to back out and reset with a tie.
I wonder how many times this year these two have wrestled. That's what I was just thinking, too, Bill. It's got to be many, many.
Well, they got one more time here. So
Parker won at sectionals there, right, if I remember right?
Yes. And at the end of the period, it's 0-0 as we'll flip the disc.
Well, no, that's incorrect. Grimswood was a runner-up, and Milsna was third. Okay, but I think they wrestled in the semifinals, if I remember right.
I'm going to have to get
update on Clum. Yeah, I'm sorry. Clum over there going into the second period leads 4-1 as they're on their feet. Back to you, David.
All right, we're getting set here as we get all squared away. Milsna will be in top and Grimslid in the bottom. I believe it was Grimslid's choice. Milsna's working that wrist underneath, trying to break him down, but Grimslid's doing a good job keeping his face. And as I say that, he gets flattened out, but he pops back up. Milsna's got to cover the hip. Grimslid continues to fight underneath, trying to get hand control as Milsna is trying to roll those ankles or those wrists underneath.
Oh, a pin over there by Clum.
Yeah.
Turned away and was watching other things. 1:16 left there in the second period. And like you were saying, for the men, it's do or die. For the women, you win here, you wrestle tomorrow night.
We have an injury timeout here for Milton and Grimswood.
By Kylie Quam winning there, she, as Bill had mentioned earlier, she comes back and allows the girl from Milton back into the tournament. So if you lost to the winner here in the semis for female action, you're going to wrestle the loser of the match tonight. So that's how you get back in the tournament and stay in the tournament.
Congratulations to Kylie Klum, her second win of the day. And as you can see, David, my hat is off to Kirk Layer. He is correct.
I didn't think you even brought a hat, did you?
It was, well, it's off.
Oh, okay.
And if I brought one, it would still be off. But it was a win for Parker Milsna over Jaron Grimslet last weekend at the sectional. This guy was paying attention.
Did they have it right or not? I'm confused.
You had it right. Okay.
Now it looks like we got the blood all cleaned up. We're back to center circle as Grimslet's going to take the bottom position. Milsna will ride the left side as he flattens this Grimslet out at the first whistle there, but we have blood time right off the bat again.
So these armbands you referred to, could they be referred to as a Russian arm tie?
Not quite. Russian arm tie is wrist and a bicep.
Okay.
David will teach you that later tonight.
We thought wearing our Russian arm ties down here to the Kohl Center, but opted, you know, against it.
Just to highlight a little bit with Emma Hades match coming up here shortly, the one thing that did concern the group we were sitting at is she was flexing that right arm quite a bit. I think the elbow was bothering a little bit. Hope that's had some time to recover here now is better for this quarterfinal match.
Yeah, I seen her at the end of that match holding that arm, and I didn't realize she had an injury, but hopefully that doesn't bother her too much throughout the tournament.
We just found out with, you know, we're having signing night, the same night we have Sting Night in Wrestling Center in April, and she's going to be signing to wrestle at UW Oshkosh.
Well, how about that? Nice. Congratulations to her.
I'll have to keep an eye out for her because she is on deck there on mat six.
Okay.
As we're still cleaning up blood here with Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca and Parker Milsna of Ashton. Score is still 0-0, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You mentioned Lambreys. I see she's supposed to come out right after Emma Hades, the Holman girls.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
So we'll get to see three of our feature matches on mat number six starting off tonight. Not a lot of area wrestlers right now on the mat, except for Grimswood and Milsna. Really hope the young man from North Crawford Center, Grimswood, can figure out this bloody nose.
Okay. Can't have much time left.
Well, he's been there quite a while.
Yeah, unless they're calling it cleanup now. But
hope so.
Yeah.
Down on mat number seven, the winner down there was the young man, Rob Roy, isn't it? 106.
Regan Roy,
okay, yep. Labino, because I've heard that name before. That's quite a combination now with Three Lakes in there, too.
Labino, Leona, Three Lakes.
That's three different towns together now.
You're
up there in vacation country.
Mm-hmm. These guys are back at her. Got the blood cleaned up. 1 minute to go in the second period. Still 0-0 as Grimslet's still on the bottom there as Mills has nearly got a cradle locked up, but Grimslet is able to stop that, flatten himself out, keeping his hands out front. I would, Mills is running pretty parallel there. If it's just off to the side there, don't get in trouble with stalling. Can use the work tough on top. There's Grimslet jumps up to his face, but he gets flattened back out there. Really trying to get up to his feet here this whole period. And Milsna's doing a good job riding hard and close to that cross face, flattens him out. 15 seconds to go in the second period, still 0-0. So a good period there for Crimslet as he stops for blood again. But a good carry there, working hard on the bottom, not getting turned, making it real difficult for Milsna to get any pinning combinations, and yet not any stalling called against him also.
Young Kite from Mineral Point takes the mat down on mat number 8. He takes on at 113. That is Lundahl from Cadott, Caleb Lundahl from Cadott. So Elliot Kite, the freshman, continues his I got a chance to talk to Curtis Fiedler after the tournament last week, and he's really impressed with how his freshmen have come on here at the end of the year and looked for good things from him.
Jacob Dannenberg, another one.
Yep.
But this Elliot Kite, a freshman. Do you ever think you'd see the day, Kirk, when you'd see records at the state tournament where they've already wrestled 46 and 50 matches?
Well, just remember before they came up with that rule on 50, we had some young men come in here with almost 60 matches before they got to the state tournament.
Mm.
So they came up with a new rule a couple of years ago that you couldn't have more than 50 matches before the regional started.
Well,
yeah, but the opportunities nowadays with the quads that are going on in the five or 16 dual meet tournaments that are going on, it's very common. Actually, when you see a wrestler who has less than that, like Holzner that we're seeing right there with a 22-10 record, you anticipate he had an injury somewhere during the year.
Yeah. Well, we noticed at the Mineral Point sectional, there were four wrestlers there from Parkview, Albany, and every one of them had wrestled 48 matches. All four of them had wrestled exactly 48 matches.
And the three of them, or the two that were up in the upper weight, even my co-partner, Ken Manning, was impressed with how well they wrestled.
Yep.
And actually, one of them did make it through, I believe, right?
I think they both did.
Oh, you're right.
Reynolds and Egan.
I think they did, yes.
Now, your hat is to me.
Yeah, I know it. I didn't have a hat either, so. We're going to go back to our friend David and let's talk about wrestling.
Well, we're back at it. They finished up the last 9 seconds, finally, that second period. We're into the third period, and they've got Crimslet all taped up all the way around his head with tape and gauze and such, and
you had to go to that stopgap measure.
Yeah.
I mentioned Lucas Orloff is down there on mat number 7 from Pecatonica Argyle.
Now Gremlin is going to, I thought he was going to let him go, but he took him back to the mat, so he still keeps control. Still 0-0, 140 to go in the third period. Again, you have to win this match to continue wrestling in the tournament. Now, Milton's trying to do a switch, but Grimsley's got that far wrist stopping that turn. Keeps the control. Now he's looking for an arm bar, as Grimsley.
See, this is where I can challenge my colleague to Mr. Bill Twining to tell me who Lucas Orloff is wrestling from Wyawega Fremont at 113.
At 113, he is wrestling Jose Azara.
Okay. Good job.
1 minute to go in the third period at 106-pound preliminary match. Again, Jaron Grimsley, North Crawford Seneca, and his opponent, Parker Milsna from Cashton. Now Grimsley's got a arm bar and a wrist there. He's looking to turn him. Got to keep stay on the mat. Nope. And they're going to go off. We're going to get reset. 44 seconds to go.
Couple score updates, David. Elliot Tite of Mineral Point got on the board, but now is surrendering back points. He trails 11-2 as he faces a loss here in the first round and elimination. Meanwhile, Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells, the lone wrestler for the Dells here in this tournament, has an 8-1 lead late in the second period.
Parker Milsna does get the escape here finally. We're down to 30 seconds. So now Jaron's got to really work to get his takedown.
Winner of that Ersland match wrestles Ethan Haiti tomorrow morning. So that is a good one to watch. Right, Bill?
And those two, Haiti and Ersland, have seen plenty of each other this year, too.
There's an attempt at a single leg takedown for Grimsley. We're going to have blood time again, and he's going to short on time here with only 6 seconds to go, Bill, to score a takedown.
Well, he's not really. Well, he does have Cashton as a point.
Yeah, he gave up the escape. Wasn't able to turn, and so he felt what's going on her feet. now he's dealing with that blood time again, and
that's got to be getting towards. We're about to have mat number six, Emma Haiti, step out there. We'll stick with you for the last 6 seconds unless they get wrestling going over there. So we'll cover Emma until we come back and give you the completion of the Grimswood-Milsma match. But Emma's getting ready to take the mat over there on mat number six, and she takes a very tough opponent in Caitlin Whitler from McGuanagall.